Good morning, everybody. My name is Hans Ståhl. I'm going to present a fantastic Q4 result for NCAB Group. I'll actually start off with the best on the page six. With this sales growth, the revenue growth, which was double digits, 24%, extremely good. We're extremely happy about that. Also we could see on the revenue, even if you measure in US dollars, it's 14%. Also if we look at the profit, has grown significant from the last year, and of course also the percentage. If you look at the full year, it's also a great year compared with 2017. They're all good numbers, with the double digits everywhere, basically. If you look at then page eight, we can look at on the, we see the segments, and all segments are growing, but they are of course in different stages. If we then look at the profit, EBITDA, we can see that Nordic is having a bigger chunk of the profit part for the whole group. That's exactly according to our strategy that we are investing much more in Europe, USA, and East, to have a quicker growth. That's exactly according to our plan. Events, if we look at the page nine, events and highlights during and after Q4 is, we have started up business in Malaysia, and we are recruiting an MD. We are in the final stage, an MD in, for our company in Netherlands. We have also acquired a company, Multiprint, in Denmark. That is the biggest circuit board supplier in Denmark, and that will definitely strengthen our position in Nordic, in the Nordic segments. We will join forces with our Danish operation. Also we are proposing a dividend of 4.5 Swedish crowns per share. A little bit about the Multiprint that we are very proud of, that we can announce that they will be part of the NCAB, and they are excellent add-on to the Danish business. We are also the market leader definitely in Denmark. It adds about 60 million Swedish crowns to our annual revenue. It's a profitable business from the first year. Also maybe what's the most important thing is matching our culture. Also it's the culture is very much also at Multiprint, the quality first. That's extremely important when it comes to circuit boards. NCAB, who we are and what we do. The first slide here, I show a picture of a circuit board. What we are doing, if you look at the left picture, this is what we are doing, printed circuit boards. We don't have any own factories. All circuit boards are customized, so there are no standard boards, and they are all being produced in Asia, and we supply them to customers around the whole world. We are very much focused on the high mix, low volume. Our customers is doing the assembly, so they put on the components if we look at the picture at the right. We don't supply the components. On the next slide shows you where we are in the world. We are 17 companies now. We are serving 45 markets, and we are 378 specialists or employees, if one would like to say it that way. We have the 22 factories we are working in deep relationship with. Our mission is very much demanding customers, so that's what we like. We like customers putting tough demands on us. Also our vision is we should be number one PCB producer wherever we are. For example, when we enter new market, for example, this in Holland, we don't give up until we are the biggest in that market. Why are printed circuit boards so critical? First of all, one has to say that the production method is rather advanced, the circuit boards, and from time to time it goes wrong. and it could cause a huge cost. And that's what we could see here on the curves, that it's when in the end product, maybe the cost of the circuit board is about 5.5 to 2% of the total end product cost. But in 50% of the cases, when you have a field return or if something goes wrong, it's due to the circuit board. So that's why the quality is so important, that you have good quality on the circuit boards when you assemble the end product. And this is where customers need them to support. If something goes wrong, it's so important that you take care of the problem quick, because just in time is extremely important. So our role, if we look at the slide 14, is if we go like 20 years back, the main production was in Europe and the USA. Not much was produced in China then. But then as the cost went up for the salaries, etc., in the Western Hemisphere, the production moved to predominantly China. And then the customers, the assembling houses and the end customers, they didn't have any supply anymore. So they need to have somebody that supports them with the supplies from Far East. So that's the role we took. And the next slide, we are not only importing circuit boards for our customers. So we add a lot of values for our customers. And the parts here, there are so many added value we have. But the parts I'm very proud of is the technical engineer support, because it's 30% of all the designs we get into house, they are wrong. So we had to advise customers on how to do it. And also we have our own specifications, a lot of technical things here, but it's so important that we have customers can trust the boards they get from us. And we also have logistic solutions we offer to our customers, and also quality. We have 70 people in China only focusing on keeping the KPIs from the factories. And all this is, and I mean, this is reason why customer loves us. So our journey, the company NCAB was founded back in 1993 in Sweden. And very quick, we saw that the Swedish market is too small. So we kind of started the export. We went to Scandinavia first. And then we went on with Europe. And then we took on USA later on 2012, when we did two acquisitions, 2012 and 14. And then we started up in Italy. And now the latest is Malaysia and Benelux. And we have made then two more acquisitions in Sweden and now also in Denmark. And you can see also the growth. We have been growing basically every year except 2009. So it's a nice development of the group. Next slide. We do have competition, and the toughest competitor is Fineline. German company that's about the same size as we are. And then we have CML, ICAP, French, PAL Pilot. And then it's a long, long, long tail of smaller companies like NCAB. So financial, I will leave the word now to Anders Forsén.
Yes, hello, Anders Forsén here. Going into page number 19. See, the, just as Hans said, we are very proud of the top line growth. So we had a good growth during the year. And we have done that together with an improved gross margin, which we think is very impressive from our colleagues out in the world. So gross margin went up almost 1% unit during 2018, which is, of course, one big part of the increased profitability for the group. And on next page, we can see that for the fourth quarter, revenue increased 24%. As we said before, we are selling most of our products in US dollar, and we are also buying almost everything in US dollar. So that's our way of hedging the currency. And of course, we had some tailwind with US dollar in last quarter. As we said before, the fourth quarter is normally a little bit lower revenue, especially due to the December. Most customers don't want their deliveries last 2 weeks in December. Anyway, we are very proud of this stronger revenue than expected for fourth quarter. Profitability, of course, also a huge improvement compared to 2017. Most reason is the growth in revenue in combination with increased gross margin. And as you can see here, profit-wise, we are also a little bit lower than third quarter due to the seasonality effect, but it was much better than we had thought and also much better than Q4 17. So the adjusted EBITDA margin ended up at 8.9%, which I'm really proud of for the fourth quarter. And full year, it's also 8.9% EBITDA margin compared to 8.1% last year. If we then go into the different segments, Nordic, which is the Nordic countries, and here we focus more on profitability than on growth. We have been in this market for a long time, and we have a good market position. Anyway, we showed rather good growth in Nordic, 21% compared to 2017. Of course, a big part is due to the currency, but anyway, it's good. We have a very strong position in a strong growth in Norway and Denmark. And due to the strong revenue, we saw a very strong profitability increase. And we ended up about 16% for the quarter and also 16% EBITDA margin for the full year. And it will be great for us to add on Multiprint for the Danish operation. Denmark has been rather small country for us, a small company for us, and together they will really form a good basis for an efficient result in the future. So that's really great. Going into Europe, our main focus is growth. That means that we employ a lot of people, which means that that will have a negative impact on the result in the beginning. So I think we added on about 13 people during 2018 in the Europe region. We also showed a strong growth, over 30% in the quarter, and about 24% for the full year. Strongest position we have or growth was in Germany and in UK. Italy continued to grow as well. And it's also nice to see that we now are setting up an operation in Netherlands, which is the smallest white spot on the Western Europe part, at least. Profit-wise, we're also increasing a little bit compared to last year. EBITDA margin is a bit lower than third quarter, but I think this level is more long-term stable for the European operation. So good growth and a healthy profitability. USA, we see a small growth, 2% compared to the fourth quarter last year. However, measured in US dollar, it was a little bit lower. We are still in the process where we are transferring from some low-tech business to more high-tech business, and we are losing some revenue from some customers with low-tech business. But we do see growth in a lot of other customers. But it's in combination we show a sort of a flat development for the U.S. market. We also had this turbulence with the tariffs, 10% import tariffs from 24th of September last year. There were some announcements that they might have increased to 25% by end of 2018. So far that has been postponed, which is good, of course. What we do with the tariffs, we just invoice them further on to our customers, so they will not affect our result. They will not affect our revenue either, because they're not seen as a revenue. What else can we say? It's a lot of bureaucracy, a lot of administration, and of course it creates some turmoil between the customers, and there are some discussions by China, but we don't really see any big impact on the business so far, at least. Eastern, our east operation is Russia and China. We have seen a good growth both in Russia and in China during the last quarter and the full year. The full year growth was 21% for our East operation. Also seen improved profit in all those markets. I think that the main potential is actually China, where we can see that a lot of Chinese local EMS companies are interested in our service and our product portfolio. We are setting up more local sales offices in the Chinese market to cover more EMS customers in China. In addition, we are now setting up our operation in Malaysia, which we also believe will be a great development for us in East. Malaysia is a lot of high mix, low volume PCBs, so it's very promising. I think we are on a rather stable profitability level for the East region. Coming into the KPIs, we do have a strong balance sheet. We have a strong cash flow. Return on equity ended up 52%. Due to the cash flow, we actually have a positive cash position right now, and we have a solvency of 41%. As you know, we don't need so much working capital in our business. We have mainly trade receivables and a small inventory, but that's not very much. We end up just below 10% of revenue in working capital, and that's rather stable. That means that we have a good headroom for a strong dividend. That is proposed to 4.50 crowns.
Key takeaways. We did a couple of years ago and strategic plan, rather basic actually, but I'm so happy to really show now that we have delivered on this plan. If we start with increased market share in Europe, in USA and East, double-digit growth we had 2018, and also ensure profitability from existing customers, and we have increased the profit, the margin on those customers, and also expand geographically. We started with Malaysia and Netherlands, and the last one here in this strategic plan is to consolidate the market. As I said earlier, there is a long tail of trading companies where it's a potential to make in consolidation. By having acquired Multiprint in Denmark, we show that this is the way going forward.
Compared to 2018 then with our financial target, we set a target of 8% growth, and we reached 15%, so by far more than 8%. We also set a target on adjusted EBITDA of 8%, and we improved that from 8.1% 2017 to 8.9% this year. We have made a growth with improved profitability. We also said that net debt should not be more than 2x EBITDA, and maybe here we are a little bit failing then because we have no debt at all this time. We say that the dividend should be at least 50% on net profit, and the dividend proposal is a bit higher. That's also due to the good strong cash position we have, and we would like to create some debt in the company.
Now we are ready with our presentations. Questions.
If you do have a question for the speakers, please press zero and then one on your telephone keypad now. The first question is from the line of Robert Redin from Carnegie. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yeah. Hi. A couple of questions, if I may. Maybe if I could start on Europe. Growth sort of accelerated in Q4 to 21%. Could you talk about how you got to the 21% number and what you see going forward?
It was actually a 31% growth in fourth quarter. I think, well, it is taking off. I mean, we have the last three years, I would say, we have added on a lot of new resources, both in U.K. and especially in Germany. As we know, it will take some time before new employees can start to bring on new customers, new business. And now we have seen during 2018 that the effect from the investments in new employees 16-17 is taking off. So we are entering into a number of good new customers in Germany. We're also taking on some new good customers in the UK market. So I think that is sort of, this is the result now of some years of good sales work. And of course, Italy still is low numbers, but they are contributing to the growth as well.
Okay. And those sort of investments in Salesforce, et cetera, did they continue at the same type of pace 2017-18 as in 2016-17?
Yes. I think we added on 13 persons, 13 employees during 18, and I think it was 14-15-17. So it's almost the same speed, actually.
Okay.
In the same range.
Sounds promising. Great. And then a second question on the U.S. So you were a little bit unhappy with sales there, it sounds, but margins or the profit was up year over year. Are you getting traction on that mix improvement that you're aiming for there, or how's that moving along?
Mm-hmm. In the U.S., of course, we're a little bit disappointed about the numbers, but I think we have got an extremely strong team. And that has been the first kind of mission for our Swedish MD there to get a strong team. We have extremely dedicated salespeople now. So I think we have a platform of growing in the correct segment, meaning more high-tech, high-mix, low-volume products.
I think also we had 16-17, we had a little bit more turbulence of the working force or the employees. So we had made recruitments. This was not the correct month, maybe, and then they had to quit. And that, of course, cost some money and had a negative impact on the results. And we have a much more stable labor position right now, or a stable situation with our employees, which, of course, improves the result a little bit.
Okay, perfect. And then that last box on the strategy was consolidation, and you have this acquisition of Multiprint. And could I ask you how the sort of M&A pipeline is looking or developing? What are you seeing to sort of 2019?
It looks good.
Okay.
but we are working systematically looking into markets for acquisition possibilities. We do have some companies we have been in contact with before, which we are taking up again. We are in some initial discussions, and how they will come out is difficult to say, of course. And we are also working with some Business Sweden, for example, to help us scanning for similar companies both in Europe and in North America. So we're trying to fill up the sales funnel of acquisitions, but the funnel of acquisitions.
Okay. Very good. Then I have to ask you on the margin. So the target is 8% and you were at 8.9 in 2018. Should we view the target as something you want to beat, or was there something you think extraordinarily positive in 2018 helping the margin?
I think it's also some kind of both up and down between the years, and I think we have been in a very good market position this year, where we have seen a strong economy in most markets we are acting in. And of course, that might improve the margin a little bit. So I think we should see the 8% as a long-term target.
Okay. Sort of
and it's also the 8% is also set due to that we will have Ford employ a lot of people every year, so that is also important that we can continue to add on more employees.
But then I need to add, we are a very competitive organization also, so of course we're always trying to beat all of the numbers we get every year. So
okay, yeah, that sounds good. If it's a number you want to beat and it's a number that reflects a lot of growth investments, it sounds very good. And then final question on order intake now, order book is short, etc., and maybe not too much of a predictor of sales far into the future. But it was a 4% growth in Q4. Have you seen any sort of slowdown in some segments or or how do you see the market?
No, actually not. I mean, we have a dialogue with the customers all the time, and they are giving us the forecast and everything, and they are kind of saying that, no, full speed ahead. So we have not seen any slowdown in the business.
Okay, very good. Sounds great. So, thanks for a very good Q4 also. Congratulations. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just as a reminder, if you do have a question for the speakers, please press zero one on your telephone keypad now. There are currently no further questions registered, so I'll hand the call back to the speakers. Please go ahead.
So, thank you very much for today, and welcome back. Our first quarter report for 2019 is on May 14th. So let's talk again. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.